We'll spend the next part of the show looking into something that's putting major stress on the American healthcare system. It's not an illness, it's unemployment. In a few minutes, I'll visit one small town clinic trying to handle waves of the newly unemployed. First, though, we'll start big picture with a look at how insurance companies are being slammed in some ways you might not suspect. NPR's Larry Abramson has the story.
WellPoint is the country's largest health insurer with nearly 35 million subscribers. This week, WellPoint announced it lost close to 500,000 members in the first quarter of this year alone. WellPoint's Wayne DeVite says his company expected a decline, but nothing as big and broad as this.
It's not like we're seeing a lot of young employers getting laid off. It's not like we're seeing a lot of older employees getting laid off. What we're seeing is it's pretty evenly distributed.
DeVite says the single biggest cause of the drop is unemployment. He says states with the highest unemployment rates are seeing the biggest jumps in dropped health care. United Health Group, the number two health insurer, reported a drop of over 900,000 members since last December, mostly due to rising unemployment. And United Health says that number could climb to 1.5 million by the end of the year if unemployment keeps climbing. These numbers fit in with other surveys by organizations like the Kaiser Family Foundation. Kaiser's Molly Ann Brody says even people who are still insured are cutting back on health care.
If you look across all of these measures, about 6 in 10 are telling us that they're putting off some kind of care because of the cost right now.
Some hospitals are reporting a drop in elective procedures. Paul Ginsberg, president of the Center for Studying Health System Change in Washington, D.C., says that for many people, health care has become something else to scrimp on.
The same reason they're hesitating about buying cars, they're probably putting off elective procedures.
The federal government has been preparing for the likelihood that high unemployment rates would add to the number of uninsured. That's why the stimulus plan, passed in February, provides a safety net. The stimulus gives the unemployed a 65% reduction in the cost of extending their health insurance premiums through the law known as COBRA. Paul Ginsberg says that will help somewhat.
Yeah, I mean, I think the subsidy is going to make a big difference. But, you know, it won't be enough for everybody because we're talking about people that have lost their income.
Health insurer WellPoint says it's too soon to say how many people will take advantage of the subsidy to reapply for coverage. The company says it's trying to figure out whether it can offer cheaper policies that will attract the newly uninsured. Larry Abramson, NPR News.